Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Margot Gurian, I Don't Intend to Spend Christmas Without You. What a great album, what a great woman. I've had the pleasure of interviewing her, and she is a delight. And she's great, right? She made one album that is just stunning. It's kind of, is that sort of soft, late 60s voice. The cover is her looking very beautiful, smoking a fag. It's all, I think Cass Elliot and Glen Campbell covered one of her songs, so she had a bit of success. But she got into it about the age of 21. She heard God Only Knows by the Beach Boys and went, yeah, I think I can do that. And that was it. Yeah, I think I can do that. Inspired by one of the most complex songs of all. Yeah, I think I can do that. And she recorded one album and it's a joy. And then there's kind of like an expanded version. 25 demos is the thing. She's a joy. She's on Twitter. Send Margot Gurian love because we love her. It's kind of kicking off on Twitter. By the way, thank you, Dave. Ringo Starr wasn't in the audience for Paul McCartney last night. No, he was on the stage.
Oh. Hey, Jesus.
It was a Beatles reunion last night and I missed it. Ronnie Wood was there as well, but I think he's a dick. So then I've mentioned this thing about train drivers. I honestly can't. It's tube drivers. Tube drivers earn £100,000 a year. They don't. They don't. Nine of them do. Literally nine of them do. Most of them earn between 60 and 70,000, which is still a lot of money. It's great. But it's a big difference between 60,000 and 100,000. Okay. So I've tweeted, incredible hearing Nick Ferrari this morning criticising tube drivers for earning over £100,000. Brackets, only nine do. Just for, quotes, opening and closing the doors. I suggest he earns around 10 times that just for, quotes, opening and closing his gob. Then there's loads of comments like this. Loads, a handful. From Rikazashi. No idea who he is, but that's a ridiculous salary earned through bully strike tactics. I can't think of any profession that earns anywhere close to that which doesn't require years of qualifications and huge debt to acquire. Most PhD academics start on 25 grand a year, and that's 7 to 8 years in uni. Do you want to see if you can get Sarah back? Because I'm just about to go to her. So that's jealousy. That's snobbery.
It's a bit snobbery.
That's
there.
Snobbery.
Academic
that's saying,
snobbery.
That's saying working class people. Because I would imagine that a lot of these train drivers are. I could be wrong. But that's saying you cannot earn big figures if you've not been to university.
Also, the
Why?
Assumption is that these people Why? Were earning the high end. And it's, as you said, there's only nine and perhaps fewer than that.
Yeah. No, it's nine.
Aren't trained.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's exactly nine, and these are trained.
Yeah.
They've been doing it for years, right? So Rikazashi, the arrogance. The only PhD academics are allowed to earn.
They don't earn that. PhD academics don't earn that.
Well, but they're only allowed to earn lots of. I don't understand your horrible, snarling tactics. And then Buck says, this is true, I heard this as well. I can't listen to him anymore. And then Ferrari went on to describe how hard it is to change the headlight bulb in his Porsche Cayenne. What a bell end. He did. Barry says, it is a lot of money though. The average salary in the UK is £26,000. Remember, teachers average around £25,000. Modfather, there are medical professions on a third of this, so sorry, not sorry. First of all, they're not asking for your sympathy. Secondly, so what? There are medical professionals. I guess kept tweeting to everyone, we'll fight for the medical professionals to earn more. Don't fight for the train drivers to earn less. Why why should we not earn more? So what? Only the elite can earn more? Only footballers can earn more? Only academics can? Why can't, you know, working class people earn more money? What is the problem?
When we had a phone call from the guy earlier on, what was his name? Who was the train driver?
Okay.
Steve,
yes.
Right? Steve said we haven't got enough train drivers. So that's the point. It's market forces. So you want to keep the people you've got. Does anyone else want to train as a train driver?
Here we go. Someone says, thank you. Trainee nurse here. And I hate that my profession gets dragged up solely to point to as a they earn less than this other working group, but never pointed to the fact that the pay should be increased.
Yeah.
You want to earn what tube drivers earn? Apply for a job driving a tube train.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Here we go. This country is obsessed with fairly paid working class jobs. Heavy industries used to pay well. Now it's all low pay service industry jobs. Husband and wife working full time and still on breadline is the new norm. Shock jocks love to talk about this handful of people who earn more to cause division and bitterness.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. That's all. That's all it is. I'm just going scrolling through these.
But there are still people falling for it.
Don't turn against the tube drivers. Say, okay, well done. Well, you're earning a lot. Your union's doing a great job. Well done for you. Nurses, what are you on? Geez, that sucks. How can we... Let's fight. Instead of our attention being turned on hating these people and trying to earn them less and then resenting them, let's turn to the people that we want to earn more and see what we can do to help them earn more.
The nurses get it in the neck for when an agency comes along and gets them more money for doing the same job as an agency nurse. They get it in the neck for that. But yep. At the same time, we're all holding up as, oh, poor nurses, they don't earn enough. Get them more money then.
Yep. Yep.
If they could get more money on the NHS, they wouldn't go to the agencies. But you can't hate them for trying to earn as much as they can.
Let's go to Sarah. Good evening, Sarah.
Morse code Sarah.
Just leave it for a minute, Mum. This is why I earn the big bucks. For two reasons. One, I have to put up with her.
Oh.
Two, I have to put up with idiots like this. Ah, oh, jeez. Let's go to Simon. Yes, hello.
Talking of fishy. Hello.
Yes.
Ian, do you know what? Good evening, Kat, by the way. Sorry.
Waves.
Do you know what I love? Do you know what I love about you guys? Is you have the ability. You're the only... There's not many people in this world that have the ability to make me think in a different way.
It's because you're an idiot.
And...
Sorry, even by my standard...
Where did that come from?
Even by my standard, he's paying me a compliment and I'm calling him an idiot. It's a level we've sunk to. Merry Christmas!
Oh, dear. Thank you.
No, I'm teasing. But, go on.
Now, up until... There's been a lot of broadcasters covering the tube drivers' pay.
Yeah.
Today and... Well, it started on Saturday, actually.
Yeah.
And up until I switched on... your show.
Yes, man.
I was kind of swaying that way as well, right?
Yeah.
But no, you're absolutely right. Fair play to the drivers. If I could earn that sort of money, then that's more, you know, more power.
Well, here's the thing. You could earn that sort of money. Go and train to be a tube driver.
Yeah, pull your finger out.
Yeah, that opportunity is there for you. Oh, hang on. They have to live within 30 minutes of a tube station. So they have to live in or near London. Suddenly, 60 grand a year ain't that much. They're living in or near London, 60 grand a year ain't that much.
That's true. But you know what? I think everybody should be paid more. If you're not earning enough money, then... it's not someone else's fault. So thank you for helping me to change my thought process. I mean, for me personally, my trade and my income has more than halved in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And my expenditure has more than doubled.
Yeah.
I'm a cabbie, you probably know, but this used to be quite a lucrative job.
Exactly. So hang on a minute. And this is what they want. I don't really know who they is anymore. I used to think it's people like Jacob Rees-Mogg, but I don't know. But they want you, a cabbie, to turn against your brothers and sisters who are tube drivers because they're earning so much money. There's no reason that you should turn against them, but they want to create division. Do you remember all this stuff, right, about people in the medical profession don't earn that much? Well, what about when the junior doctors went on strike? Now, junior doctors obviously earn more than nurses, but when they went on strike, but people were calling for them to be hung. It was outrageous that anyone in the medical profession should go on strike. Here's the thing, right? I genuinely believe this. If the nurses had a decent union, they'd all be on strike. Now, it would cause mayhem, but they should all go on strike. They should have been striking for the last 20 years, and then they would be getting close to earning a decent wage. Now, if nurses went on strike, Ferrari and all these other people going, this is outrageous. Nurses on strike, they're putting lives at risk. People will die because of these hot-headed unions. No. They should be earning more money.
Yeah. Everybody should, at the end of the day.
No, I'm going to disagree with you. Not everyone should. I shouldn't. Here's the thing. I'm earning too much money. Give some back. No, I'm not going to do that. But for what my job is, the amount of money I earn is ludicrous. It's ludicrous. Let me ask you
a question.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I just want to tie up this little bit with a statement, and that is that it doesn't matter to me about my income. As long as I've got enough to get by, I love what I do, and that, to me, I work every day, it's out of my own choice, and that's worth more than money to me, because I don't have a job where I get up in the morning and go, oh God, is it Friday yet? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's worth more than money, but that just makes me quite lucky.
Yeah.
Now, the question is this, okay? How much money is too much money?
Well, that's an impossible question because the more money you earn, the more expenditure there is. If you start earning more money, then you need to kind of sustain that income to maintain, to pay all the bills and stuff.
Because what's the first thing you do? You buy a bigger house. You've got a bigger mortgage. So you end up push to the limit whatever you're earning, unless you're earning obscene amounts and a billionaire.
Yeah.
But even then, well, you'll just buy more property.
But overstep that point.
Yes.
To the next point, yeah?
Yeah.
How much money do you have to have in order to never be able to spend the amount you've got? Because what I'm saying is this.
Yeah.
If you take somebody like Bezos or Mike Ashley, right?
I don't know who these people are.
Mike Ashley owns Sports Direct.
Okay, right, that guy.
Yeah, and
that
Bezos guy. Is Amazon, right?
Amazon.
Yeah.
They've got more money than they could ever spend in their lifetime, right?
Yeah.
Now, why is it? Now, I'll say this because this is something that's quite close to my heart. If I had a level of money that allowed me to live the life I want, have the things that I want, and to be able to look after those close to me...
Yes.
If I then had a source of money coming in that was never, ever going to run out, I would use that money, that excess. Call me selfish for making sure I'm all right first, but I would use that money and I would do good with it, right?
What?
And I'm not talking about funding...
But we don't know... Hang on, but you're assuming that those two gentlemen don't do good with it. We have no idea what they do with their money. I'm sure they're very, very charitable.
You do get tax breaks for charity work, don't you?
Well, yeah, I'm sure you do. But they do pay a lot of tax. Great. Well, the Amazon as a company doesn't, but I'm sure the guy does. But we don't. You don't know. They might be doing. They might have set up a foundation. I don't know.
No. What I'm saying is, I think that living in a world whereby things. Right, me personally, if I had that amount of money, I would spend my time going to individual causes, what? Individual people.
I bet you would.
And help, I would.
You say that because you
would.
Haven't got that amount of money.
And you've got there is no chance in hell you're going to get that amount of money.
Well,
there isn't. Realistically, there isn't.
No, not realistically, there isn't, but you never know. But I just think that we live in a world full of selfish people. And like the hotel, right? That hotel.
There we go.
The ones that have stepped up now and said that they're going to take those people in.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And well done. Well done, right?
No, you're right. But I am always wary of calling out rich individuals for not giving money to charity because we've got literally no idea. Now, right, the bloke from what is it, the Sports Direct?
Yeah.
You know, the way the employees are treated is pretty rotten, all right? It certainly has been in the past. I don't know what it is now, but pretty rotten. And there seems to be a certain amount of exploitation. There was a story about them getting frisked, wasn't there, a couple of years ago?
And Amazon, working for Amazon doesn't seem like a picnic.
No, but we don't know what those individual gentlemen do. They might be, going to children's hospitals at the weekend and handing out the toys. We just don't know.
Well, can I just finish up by saying this?
Yes.
Right? One of the gentlemen that I mentioned, okay?
Yeah.
I'm a cab driver, as you know, and one of the gentlemen that I've mentioned had a wedding in a place very close to where I'm based.
Yeah.
Now, he spent his wedding weekend at that hotel, and all he did was give out tips of £500.
There you are, beautiful.
I find that so insulting.
Sorry?
What?
Because when you think what the average man has to do for £500...
Hang on a minute.
Yeah, but hang on.
You just called them out for not being generous with their money to those less... those more needy, and now you've got actual evidence of him being generous with his money to those more needy. You're saying it's obscene?
No, you missed the point. The point is, this was a case of... Look at me. This was a case of...
Well, how do you know that? How do you know that? You don't know that.
Because I'm friends with the staff.
But you don't know that. Listen, if I was a waiter earning minimum wage or whatever it is, and someone gave me a tip of £500, I wouldn't be thinking, what an absolute tosser. He gave me... that is so degrading. I'd be thinking, this is brilliant.
You take it and slag him off? Or you think he's doing it for the wrong reasons and surely reject it, don't you?
Well, I think in this instance it was a case of look at me, look at what.
And
I've
your evidence for that is
because of what I was told.
What were you told?
Right, that's how it was coming across.
Hang on, no. What was he doing to make it seem like a look at me, Barry Big Balls? What was he doing apart from handing out £500 tips?
Well, the whole weekend he was walking around splashing his cash everywhere.
Hang on a minute, doesn't everyone do that on their wedding weekend?
Not to that level, surely.
Well, but that's within the realms of what he can afford.
I just find it a bit of a kick in the teeth.
Why? He's sharing the wealth with people who don't earn anywhere near as much as him. He's saying, look, I'm having a great weekend. I'm in a privileged position. Hey, thank you for bringing me my dinner. Here's £500, love. Hey, thank you very much for making my room up. Here's £500, mate. Thank you. What is wrong with that? How can you criticise him for... You said he doesn't do enough for charity when you don't know. And then he's giving tips of £500 and you're angry with him for that. You're insane.
I don't know.
Just squeezed the spot and I'm bleeding.
Said, no.
Part of what you just said has swung me slightly, mind you, towards what you're saying. But when you see his press and you hear about his work...
I do not believe a thing I read in the press. The press is bullshine.
Let's just remember what was going on about Ian in the press when he was in the jungle.
The press is bullshine,
they like
man.
To tell a story.
Maybe he's an arrogant prig. I don't know. Maybe he is. I don't know. But you can't call even if he was dishing out £500 tips to show off, right? Even if he was doing it to show off, right? The impact that a £500 tip to a waiter or a waitress who's earning, I don't know, 80 quid a night? I don't know what a waitress earned. I don't know. But the impact it would have on that person's life is immeasurable, isn't it? So whatever the guy's motive was, he's had a positive impact on someone's life.
Oh, you've done it to me again.
Simon, it's quite easy to do, mate. Thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Hey!
Top of the tree.
Talk Radio. Ho, ho, ho.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Good evening, Joseph. Joseph?
Hello,
Joseph.
Hi. I haven't... To be honest, I haven't been listening to all of that. I listened to what this person was just saying before about all the complaints and that, but this is the first time I've ever got through to Talk Radio.
Well done, Joseph.
I just want to actually just say I've had a lot of points, and I'm what you call the, you know, the not the newer generation. I turned 30 yesterday.
Well, you're the old generation. You're not new. You're old, man.
I say I'm old, yeah, but I'm still with the new generation. I still talk to them, and I know what they're all about.
They don't want to hang out with you, though. The new generation are going, I wish this old fart would get lost.
My sister's a nurse. I just want to say my brother's a black tabby. Me, I'm just recovering from being in a coma for a year.
Wow. Dude, how? What, can I ask why you were in a... Why were you in a coma?
Encephalitis.
No, I don't know what encephalitis is. Obviously, it's a disease. What is that?
Swelling of the brain, which caused me epilepsy.
Just
water on the side of my brain. But I'm all right. Don't worry. I'm tougher than that.
Well, in that case, you're surely you're 29 then. If you're in a coma for a year, I don't think you get older in a coma, do you?
No, I don't know. Listen, I'm not a snowflake. I don't want to dwell on it. You know what I'm trying to say?
You don't have to. Obviously, I've never spoken to anyone who's been in a coma for a year. That's why I was asking. But you carry on, man.
No, that's all right. That's what I've just got. You actually got time for me. I can't believe it. You actually got time to speak to me. Thank you very much.
Why would I not have time to speak to you?
Oh, no, that's nice. No, that's nice to know, because I've been rushed a lot of time trying to...
There's no rush here, man.
And I am usually a man with a lot of passion, where I've been through so much. Everyone tells me I should write a book, but you know what? There's a lot of pain and stress in this world, so everyone could write books. You know what I'm trying to say? So yeah. I don't think my one is any more special than anyone else's, but... See, what my problem is, I wasn't born here. I've come here 6 months old. I come from a war zone, Somalia, and all my family, they've done their part here, working, all of that, you know what I'm trying to say, even me. But what I feel, as I do feel British, but why I don't feel British and that, and why I say is, karma is coming here, because you know what it is?
Uh-oh.
I believe, I love what England's done for me, but karma is in, you know, God's work, you know, yin-yang karma, whatever you want to say. I mean, without even me saying or doing anything, I just believe God... I believe God, but you could say a more higher power or whatever.
Okay, well, what is coming here then? Something bad?
Hey, not coming here like this. I mean, just in general. Come on, you know history. You must have done history.
No, but I don't... I'm just trying to... I don't know what you're saying. We've not quite got to the thrust of it yet, Joseph.
In general, like, when people complain about all this badness in the world,
yes.
I'm not a person that goes, why? I never say why. I just say things happen because it's meant to happen, because there's a cycle of things, you know? Do you believe if you carry on doing wrong all your life, do you think something might not come back to you? You know what I'm trying to say? In general,
no.
I've gone through karma. Can I tell you how about karma? I've been shot. I've been stabbed.
What did you do wrong to get you in a coma for a year?
I say I've done a lot of badness as a young.
What did you do that was so bad that you deserved to be in a coma for a year?
You know what? Listen, let me say. What would I say? I've done a lot of bad. At least I was bad to my parents. I didn't respect them.
Hang on, but loads of people do. Loads of people disrespect their parents. They don't get put in a coma for a year.
I fully respect my parents. What would I say? I was a little hood rat, would you like to say?
Hood rat. I like that phrase.
You know what I'm trying to say? I deserved everything I've got. Let me tell you that.
You don't. No, you didn't deserve that. Here's the thing. You didn't deserve to. No one. You didn't deserve to be in a coma for a year just because you disrespected your parents.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be as humble as I am now. What made me so humble now?
You're the most humble guy I've ever met.
So respectful. Listen, I am scared to do a wrong because I know he'll come back to me. How about that? You know what I'm trying to say?
Okay.
But you know what? Things have to happen to us. You know what I'm trying to say? For us to learn. That's why you smack a kid and they will learn.
No.
I'm just saying. Old school. You know what I'm trying to say?
Joseph. You don't. Here's the thing. You don't have to smack a kid for them to learn. I've never smacked my kids, and I'll never smack my kids as
beat them up. Remember, look at my word terminology. I said. Anyway, that's the smallest thing, but I'm just trying to say.
Smack the kid that gets smacked won't think it's a small thing, but yeah.
If there's no such thing as punishment, why is there prison then?
Hang on a minute. But punishment doesn't necessarily mean smacking a kid. I punish my kids, but I don't smack them.
But isn't prison a psychological abuse? Isn't it a mental thing?
I don't put my kids in prison either.
So I'm just saying. So why is there? You're a very humble guy. You're a very nice guy. If only the whole world was like you.
I'm enjoying chatting to you, man. I'm enjoying chatting to you. There's no rush. We've got plenty of time.
No, that's all right. It's just that a lot of things on the news and in the world, it's not fair. I say they talk about injustice of the world.
Yes.
Well, we all know this injustice is being done, but I don't feel as a... people say, get over it, we're over racism. I know about racism. I come here in the early 89. I come here 6 months old. So I grew up to a lot of...
I would never say to someone, get over racism, particularly when the new... one of the new advisors promoted to UKIP is on the record. I've seen the video of describing Somalians as savages. Now, that if that's someone who's highly looked up to by some
British
people,
Somali, I'm from British Somalia. We fought for Britain.
Yeah. But this guy who works for a party that has 4% of the vote calls Somalians savages. That's kind of what you're dealing with. I get it. I would never say to you, get over racism.
My ancestors were my grandparents were people that fought for the savages, if you want to call us that. We don't get credit. We don't get medals out here. We're not in the movies. We're not in the Hollywood movies ever told in a war in the World War. Saving Private Ryan. Where's the Somalis there then? Where's the Somalis there? They're not in it. They're not in there, are they?
Well, I don't know. But I don't know. And this is a genuine question. I don't know what the Somalian contribution to World War II was. I don't know.
Go on Google, you will see them.
Okay, but is have I got this right? I don't know because I've not seen the film because it looks boring. Is Saving Private Ryan based on a true story?
Yeah.
In that case, well, I don't know if there were any Somalians involved in that particular rescue. I don't think there were, so I wouldn't take Saving Private Ryan as a racist film.
How many movies have been made? I just said one, but I just said how many movies have been made? They're quick to tell the pirate story of how we took Captain Phillips. You know what I'm trying to say?
We've never forgiven you for that.
And helicopters that got shot down and in Black Hawk Down. We're famous for bringing what's it called? Pain and terror and whatever it's called.
Certainly don't think of Somal. I certainly don't. The reason that film got made, again another Tom Hanks film, I think, is because it was a thrilling, exciting, tragic story. It's a story. Modern day pirates. But I certainly don't think of Somalians as a lot of dodgepots running around kidnapping people and stealing ships.
You know, when I go back to Somalia, you know, I tell my people, my cousins, and the people in my neighbourhood, please don't go and die in these seas because they're coming across, jumping over from border to border, doing all of this stuff. I tell them, don't come here. I couldn't convince them to tell them that there's homeless people in England that are actually white, that are English, that have no home. Yeah, they wouldn't believe me because all they've ever seen is England, UK portrayed Big Ben. They don't see
Big Ben.
They don't see nothing else. They wouldn't believe me.
Of course they don't. Here's the thing: no one knows what a country is like until you live in that country, and then you see what it is like, what the reality is on the streets and on the news and all of that. No one knows what it's like until you live there.
And I read a lot of study and I watch a lot of TV and I've got a lot of pain and stress. You know why I say this as an African person? Just one more thing I have to say to you.
One more thing, and then I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we're done.
You know the British Museum? gym and all of this year. Well, I went there as a little kid and as through my primary school and all of this year.
Yeah.
As an African person, yeah, I saw them debating about how they should not give back the Ethiopian gold because they might steal it. How can you steal your own stuff? Give it back to the people. How dare
Shut up, man. We stole that stuff fair and square. We stole that. And you got, if you want it, you can have it. You got to steal it back.
But see what I'm trying to say? I'm glad you said that. You know what? I want someone talking straight like that on TV. How dare they say you might steal it back? That doesn't even make sense. I like that talk.
If you guys can steal it without the alarms going off, you can have it.
No. You know what? I could have a conversation with you because you know what? I'm from the streets out here and people get their stuff taken with them. And you know what? Yeah. It is like that, yeah?
Hey, listen.
And in the real world, in the jungle, it's like that. I like to...
Joseph, I'm going to let you go because you call in anytime you want, brother. I want to ask you one question about the coma.
Yes, yes.
Could you hear people talking to you when you were in the coma?
No, but I didn't remember my mother when I woke up.
Wow.
And I had selective memory. I remembered everyone else. So,
wow. Yeah. Hey, listen, man, give us a call again, won't you? I really enjoyed it.
All right.
Thank you, mate. Cheers, bye-bye. What a nice guy. What a fascinating guy. Terrible. Absolutely fascinating. Disagree with him on a lot, but very polite little tussle there, little verbal tussle. And in a coma for a year. Wow, he's got a lot of ideas running through his head, that guy.
Yeah, he has. There's a lot to say from himself.
He's bright.
Quite right, too. And it's that whole thing
of...
I like that. Seeing yourself or not seeing yourself represented in popular culture, right?
Yeah.
And there's only one side represented. I get it.
I've never seen Saving Private Ryan. It looks
boring. I have. It's good.
Oh, shut up.
But it's about, you know, a load of Americans.
It's boring.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind. I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.